did you ever, you're talking about going swimming, did you ever use anything in the water itself to kind of a ring or anything to play with after?
Oh, you used to use inner tubes.
You did use inner tubes.
Yes, that is, them things will keep you up until it busted. Now, I had my wife, she can't swim, and I had in one and it blowed out. But I happened to be right close to her, just laying up in one. So what I did, jumped out of mine and taken it and threw it under her. Hadn't I, reckon she would, could have drowned. But I just, see, just get out there and just lay, get in the tube. You have your feet here on your back, just sitting there, just letting it float, just taking in sun. And just float all day, and you can't sink one. But hers, for some reason or other, I reckon it's old tube or something, it blew out. And so down she went.
Did you ever use inner tubes or tires to swing in?
Oh, sure. Timed a rope and use them. And you get into that inner tube, old tie, as you call it. The inner tube wasn't strong enough.
Yeah.
You get used an old tie. That made a good seat to swing in. Only thing about it, a lot of times you get going around and around. Because you just use one single rope for that.
Did you ever, use a boat or anything on the water?
Oh, I've went out paddle boats.
Paddle
used boats? Paddled in places you didn't have a motor, which you still have a lot of them now. What's called fishing boats now, mostly. Just paddle out. Then sit there and let your boat just drift where it wants to while you fish.
If you had one that had a flat bottom on it, what would you call that?
That's your paddle boat.
That is a paddle boat with a flat bottom.
These others are rowboats.
Uh-huh.
They got a kind of a slant bottom like that. That's like you go fast. But a paddle boat, you don't.
How did you get one in the water?
Oh, you just pulled it in there and just shoved it over in the water. As long as you don't dip it over and let water come over the side, it'll float. Now we have, never will forget one time, I was grown. We all went to a party and they had some boats down there.
Yeah.
And there's two or three different couples got in it. One girl got scared and she stood up on the side and went to jump to the bank. She jumped off in the water and turned the boat over to the rest of us. So all of us got away. Places doesn't see you not. You can't stand up on the side of it.
Yeah.
Because you got to keep it balanced. Well, that thing, if you get too much weight on one side, it'll just flip over.
Yeah.
So that's what she did.
Did she ever do that again?
No, we didn't go
back. You didn't take her again, did you? I don't blame you there. We haven't talked about clothing yet. I guess I'm starting off by saying, what did you, if you're going to wash your clothes, what did you carry them in, either from the house or to the line, after you'd washed them?
Well, Mother always had a, what you call a foot tub.
Mm-hmm.
That was a tub so big around and it had a handle. So she'd wring them out and lay them all in there until she got to the line, and she'd set it down, then get it up, spread it out, and hang it on the wire.
Okay, if you had a lightweight one and it was woven out of some material, what would that be? Or did you have any?
We didn't have any.
You just used the wooden tub. Okay.